going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everybody. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, and Donnie Football. The sounds of another Pirates season that's circling the drain. They lose to the Reds last night. They extend their streak of scoring four runs or fewer to 24. That's the longest drought since 1971. I'm not talking Pirates history. I'm talking Major League Baseball history. It's been more than 50 years since this happened. And they hit a trifecta of I don't give a bleep last night in this game. I watched the whole thing.
I feel compelled to give you a little golf clap for that because I watched about seven innings of it.
There was money on the line. Thank you, boys. And I didn't win. There's a shocker.
What did you bet?
For people that follow my predictions, I put a wacky parlay in and I needed Key Brian Hayes to get a hit. And believe it or not, that didn't happen. There's a shocker.
Putting a parlay in that had Key Brian Hayes to get a hit meant you probably were going to get a huge payout if it hit.
Not as big as you'd think. And I knew when I put it in that this was going to be what cost me, and I did it anyways. Uh-huh. So there was something masochistic about it. Three things happened last night that are going to segue into what I want to start the show with. And this is open for everyone, not just Pirate hardcore diehards who are watching games, because I don't expect everybody to be watching games right now with the way they're playing. Three things. You had the fam drop ball. You had Hayes not hustle to first. If he runs, he's safe. Instead, Francona challenges it. He's out. Instead, the guy stopped running. He's making $70 million. I don't want to hear about bad back when your team can't scratch out runs. If his back's that bad, get him out of the lineup. If he can't run hard to first base on an infield play. And then David Bednar, Pittsburgh's favorite son, gives up two runs, and he's smiling as he comes off the mound.
Because he didn't like give up just, three?
Yeah. Like, everything's just so amazing right now and so fun and so perfect that he's smiling after he gets his head caved in again. And I'm driving in to do the sports call last night with Richie, and I hear Chuck. I hear Chuck in Uniontown lead off the postgame show.
Caller emeritus.
Yep. And it just occurred to me, and here's just a quick clip of Chuck last night. I saved this.
Shame. That's Nunning's first word in his book of obscenities. Championship team. Terrible.
I feel for guys like him.
I was going to say, I hear that call, and Chuck has often uncorked some very funny ones, you know, managerial error number 5,624 or whatever for Shelton. But man, like, Chuck's older than us. It's been a while since Chuck saw a team that won big.
At least he did get to see it happen, though.
He got to see it, but like, he lives and dies with this team. He watches or listens or both to every game. He's a loyal caller. Like, he deserves better. I don't think that's like a hokey thing to say. A guy like Chuck deserves better by the franchise he's chosen to invest his time and his emotional energy into. There are a lot of people like Chuck out there who deserve better and aren't getting it.
I'm just watching them put out another game that is laughingstock material, and I think about people like that. And I heard not just Chuck, but the postgame show, again, was jam-packed with people that want to express their disdain for how, I won't say the mighty have fallen is not the right term, because they were mighty in the 70s. It's been 50 years. Just how inconceivable it really is that a franchise can be as consistently bad as the Pirates.
And bad in like multiple, almost unfathomable ways. They do bad social
inventing
media
ways to lose.
They invent ways to lose. I was going to laugh and point out Joe Block pointing out Solak running hard and say, let's have a moratorium on that. But the Hayes play makes me reconsider.
PR, just L's left and right.
Are they going to put Tommy Pham in the lineup again tonight after he... Because you know what would have been a truly poetic end? He biffs that ball. They lose 2-1. It almost was better that the game got away from them in the last couple of innings and it became a semi-rout. Because that would have been another way. The guy that no one wants in the lineup that you paid too much money to that is supposed to be a veteran leader except he's getting suspended for making masturbatory motions at a fan.
Good word.
Is dropping a baseball for like how many times has he done that now in the
last
week?
Twice in less than a week. In Philadelphia and Friday and again last night.
That would have been another level of embarrassment. It's almost for the best that they gave up a bunch of extra runs. It's just they find so many different ways to be inept and they... I just can't get away, too, from the fact that at the very top, the person who puts all of this together feels he has put things in the right place, given them what they need, and now they just need to perform. It's just wild to consider on a day-in, day-out basis.
We hear from people all the time that tell us why they haven't watched a game in a long time or gone to a game in a long time. Those people seem to be most willing to call in and bitch more and complain. People like to call... make phone calls to complain about things, whether that's customer service, whether that's something, you know, a bill. I mean, that's typically the way it goes. You don't get phone calls telling you how good you're doing. It's more, let me tell you what you're effing up. And so we get that all the time. People using us as the messenger here, as the soundboard to say, I haven't been to a Pirates game since X, Y, or Z, or I haven't bought a ticket since X, Y, Z happened. Mm-hmm. How about the Chucks out there? Who still care? What causes these people to keep coming back? Are they just gluttons for punishment? Something happened to them, it had to be, at a young age when the Pirates, I guess, conceivably were good, that hooked them for life. And it's like a narcotic. They can't quit.
Is it just part of a, is it a seasonal part of life? Hey, weather's warm, baseball's here. It's just something that is part of the routine that I crave.
But that to me is like that's like a more casual relationship with baseball. That I think you can turn on and off. It's nice, I'm outside, I'll put the game on. I'm not really gonna be moved one way or the other if they win or they lose. It's just like a soundtrack to the summer. It's just background noise. It's elevator music.
Okay, then I have the other theory here.
The Chuck in Uniontowns who like you hear the I'm not saying that Chuck is actually depressed, but you hear the baseball depression in his voice when he calls in.
Yeah, no question about
like
that.
I put myself through this for 2.5 hours every day for 6 months, 162 games. And this year it's looking like after 100 of these games, this is how I'm going to sound because they invent new ways to break my heart over and over and over again. And that's the fascinating element to me is like those people who still care to that degree.
I'm going to come back the next day. And even if I know you're going to break my heart again, it's 100 heartbreaks.
I know you don't. I mean, you do follow because you have to. Because it's our responsibility, it's our job. This is the life we've chosen.
But my love for the sport has diminished.
Like if you
markedly.
Were, if somehow you got hired away and you're working for the USGA or the PGA or a golf course,
yeah,
you're not following the Pirates on a day-to-day basis unless they're good.
I wouldn't.
You're watching the Skeens games, maybe.
I'd peek in to see, and if I like, say, I looked up 3 weeks into the season and they were 17-8. I'd be like, okay, I'm checking, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like 15-8, I'd be like, I'm checking in on this for
I mean,
the time
their
being.
Television ratings are still relatively good given their record, and we know from attendance they still have like roughly, I don't know, 7,000 to 8,000 season ticket holders. That's still a lot of people that purchased 162 game packages from this team, Chris.
I just think there are two theories as to how that could be. For older fans, Chuck's age and up, I think when they were coming up as kids, even though that was the 70s Steelers, if you're a little older where you were like 10 or 11 when the Pirates won in 71, like so you're born in 1960, let's say, that was when baseball was still like way bigger than football. And I think that gets hardwired in. Then I think there are people who have parents who are of that age and have a ton of good memories. Maybe they were born in the 70s and they have memories of going to watch really good Pirates teams, and then they buy the tickets too, or they care, just to explain like the general affinity they still have. It's a tie back to their parents who might be gone now. It's a tie back to earlier life, and it's something that, again, gets kind of baked into you. And even if you're going to be unhappy about it more often than not, there's still a fundamental joy at the bottom. But man, it's getting hard to see any of that joy. It's been obscured by loads and loads of you know what.
Sports are supposed to be entertainment. They're supposed to be fun. When your team loses as often as the Pirates do, and it happens in the manner in which it does, where the team didn't do much in the offseason, they've made a litany of public relations miscues, and they've alienated and annoyed fans that way. The product is bad. Like, I'm telling you, man, I'm hearing that post game last night, and there's like Charlie's in here saying they could have taken calls for 3 hours.
Like, that, people that just part of it's the Skeens effect. Him being here and him being on this team, I know he didn't pitch last night. That part of it, though, is the Skeens effect, and to a smaller, much smaller extent, the way in which they're losing, where they're so inept offensively, where they're scoring one run or two runs most of the time, and then Joe Block saying they brought the lumber tonight on a game where they score four. That is why. Those two factors are why people are still lined up for 3 hours deep, in Charlie's words. Because it's like a, it's a novel way right now to be this bad.
Donnie, I mean, I empathize with the Chuck and Union Towns of the world. The people whose, like, life, their existence is so tied into what the Pirates do. And you've hosted the show on Saturday, and you've hosted postgame shows. There's actually a shocking amount of people who are like that.
I want the Pirates to be good more for Chuck than myself. More for anybody. Because you can just feel every time Chuck calls, and he's a realistic caller. He is not somebody who every year...
Oh, he ain't drinking company punch or Kool-Aid.
No, he's not somebody who every year is hope springs eternal. Like, I think no matter how little the front office did to make the team better, they're going to look good this year. He's not one of those people, because I still remember our first call the week before the season, and he went on and on about they did not do enough.
They blew it.
And it will show very quickly that they did not do enough. They have blown the first offseason with Paul Skeens. And the poor guy, every single game.
He's always there. He's like the postman.
Yes.
Like, rain, sleet, snow, he don't care. They could lose 10-1. They could make all kinds of mistakes and beat themselves like they did in the game last night. And he's still right there.
Up. He's showing up for them way more than they're
still
showing
posting
up for him.
I picture him at home on the edge of his seat, watching every single pitch, every single play,
thinking about what he's going to say to Dan or whoever's doing post game, like thinking about a call he's going to make.
And I feel like more and more people are getting away from that because it's just not worth it. Like, I mean, I think myself, I can lump myself into, you know, I used to be a kid that would not want to miss a game, whether I'm, you know, on the couch at home watching with my dad as a kid, or I'm with my buddies in college, or even, you know, early into the adult years, I never wanted to miss a game. It is becoming a chore to watch this team play every night.
After review, the call is overturned. The runner is out. Cincinnati retains challenge.
See Hayes slow up there?
Yeah.
The last two or three steps, he slows up. If he keeps going hard through the bag, he probably beats it.
Yep. And Hayes figures he's out. Slows down.
The next fan, the next up on the fan contest, talent search, is about to get underway. It begins at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday, June 5th from 7 to 9. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try to find the next top host in Pittsburgh. We'll pick two winners from each location. And one final winner will be the newest part-time talent added to our roster. For more info, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com today. John Wehner and Greg Brown weren't pleased with the key Brian Hayes' lack of hustle. Tommy Pham dropped the ball. Bednar smiled as he came off the mound after giving up runs.
I have a question about Pham. Wasn't he brought in part because his reputation at other stops, for better or worse, was that he would, he was a very strong personality who would rub a lot of people the wrong way, but that he also like called out Cardinals teammates early in his career and like tried to hold them accountable.
Oh,
hey,
Brownie raved
hard,
about that.
Hard.
He got in Adam Wainwright's face and
right. He got in
Colton
like a bunch
Wong's.
Of people's face. So
he said,
where's
Matt
that
Adams.
Tommy fam?
Go on Ozempic, buddy.
Where's that Tommy fam? Oh, wait, he's too busy not making like, I would call that a, what, 99 times out of 100 play he should make? Maybe 100 out of 100 for a big leaguer? Guess it's kind of hard to tell other guys to hustle when you're, like, a huge reason the team's losing games.
Should slap himself in the face right now.
But here's a serious question. Why is there one, give me, somebody's got to give me one good reason that Tommy
that sounds
fam,
like a Tracy Chapman
it
song.
I mean, that's a good song, too. What is one reason Tommy Pham should ever appear in a Pirates starting lineup again? Honest question.
I have three words for you.
$4 million.
$4 million.
Yes.
Yep.
Got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool old Mulsey with that one, Pony.
Here is Mike in Uniontown. Mike, any relation to Chuck in Uniontown?
No, but I know him very well. He's
is that
a
right?
great guy.
Oh, he's a tremendous guy.
Yeah, he's disabled, and he kind of lives by himself in an apartment. I deliver medicine to him for a local pharmacy.
Well, we know Chuck's story, and that's another reason why we respect the hell out of Chuck, because he's so loyal. I mean, it's, you know, he makes it a part of his day and carves out time of his day, and, like, I just think of everything Chuck's gone through in his life and feel like the thing that he loves the most, Pirates baseball, should do right by him way more often, Mike.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Chris, you knew my boy Brasky.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Brasky?
We used to call him Bill. Yeah, the late great man. Yeah. I miss him.
Yeah, it's been 5 years this summer. Hey, yesterday you were talking about Paul Skenes. If he would leave, would you follow the other team?
Yes. Donnie brought that up, and Pat McAfee made a big deal out of it.
Yeah, well, I'm old time. I'm 70 years old. I grew up in the 60s when the Pirates were pretty good, and we all played baseball, and we just love it. I still do. And I wouldn't follow another team. First of all, I couldn't. I'm not into the social media like you guys are. I get Pirates on my cable TV. I don't get the Yankees or the Dodgers. I listen to you guys on the radio. The local newspaper carries the local team. I believe in supporting your local team no matter what. And, you know, when Barry Bonds left or when Franco left, I still followed these teams, not where they went. That's just my theory on it.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Well, it sounds like, though, he says he believes, Mike does, in following the local teams, like kind of like a civic responsibility. But I heard in the beginning there, he's like, well, I'm not like a big tech guy, but if I was, yeah, I guess I could follow. Like the implicit thought there was, yeah, I could follow
if I knew how
teams.
To work these or fangled contraptions, I'd be able to watch
if I chose to
teams.
Have a smartphone or if I chose to go on the internet more, do
if
social media.
If I knew
media.
What MLB TV was.
Right.
Here's another Mike. This one's in Coriopolis. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. It's been a long time.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey. Well, when I grew up similarly, everybody in the city knew sports. Even the women were involved. You know, we are family. Baseball, sports in general, it was a way that you showed you were a tough town. There was a fiber to the sports teams. And right now, we don't have any standards in the sports team. And the reason that I'm still involved is because I want to see those standards again. I want these guys out of here. I want them all out of here because they don't do what's necessary in order to even have – we all understand that we're not going to be able to pay for things like large markets. But you can do things that are reasonable to do. And if they win or they lose, I can live with that. But when you're not doing the things like drafting and development and trading properly and the things that you can do, it's unacceptable. I don't know how these guys are still here. I watched a 24th round pick on first base last night. 24th round.
And they played him over Horwitz. So Horwitz is a platoon player, as it turns out. There's a lefty on the mound, so the guy you traded Ortiz and two prospects for only play situationally. Think about that.
You know.
What kind of message is that sending when a guy that's 30 years old, who's basically like the hitting equivalent of the rookie, the guy from the Dennis Quaid movie,
mm-hmm.
is on first base for you? Ben
Doesn't
Solak.
Well,
not Ben Solak. Ben Solak's the football writer.
Ben Solak, Nick the football Solak. Writer, might actually be equally good. But like, wasn't Spencer Horwitz held up as one of the guys who might ride to the rescue for this team? Only when righty's pitching, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Shelton, before he left, made Horwitz and Gonzalez out to be Bonds and Bonilla. Here's Harvey in White Oak. Hello, Harvey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're okay.
Interesting story here. I have a daughter who's 31 and a son who's going to be 29.
Yep.
They will not be they won't be alive if not for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And here's my story. I'm 66, born in 59.
Yep.
I became a fan in 1970, became a huge Clemente fan. I would write him letters and ask him for his autograph, and he sent me his autographs in the mail. As I got older, I would take road trips to Pittsburgh. I lived in Rochester, New York, the only Pirates fan in Rochester. Why? Who knows? But I was a raging Clemente and Pirates fan, to the point that in the 80s, I decided to move to Pittsburgh because I was such a big Clemente Pirates fan. I grew up in the age of the Pirates being great. If not for my love of the Pirates, I don't meet my wife in Pittsburgh. I don't have kids here in Pittsburgh. Their lives don't exist if not for the Pirates. I can't give that up. I've been a season ticket holder since 2001, and I hate what Bob Nutting is doing. I can't stand it, but I'm not going to give up
kids,
my love
Harvey,
for the Pirates.
I like that story. I genuinely do.
Good thing you were born in 59 and not 89. Because I think you'd still be up in Rochester eating those garbage plates. Meals.
Going to the PGA and the U.S. Open at Oak Hill.
Oh, you got it.
Harvey, do your kids root for the Pirates?
No. They never became baseball fans. I want to tell you really quick, Bob Nutting, my analogy. It's like the guy won the lottery, okay? But he's too cheap to drive to the grocery store to cash in his winning ticket on the gasoline. It's like the Pirates were given Sandy Koufax in his prime before the season started and said, okay, Pirates, what are you going to do about it? And the organization said, nothing.
Wow. Thank you, Harvey. You know who else is from Rochester, New York? Donnie's mentor.
Lanny. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to be hale and hearty to live up there, man. I feel like winners get bad.
But Donnie, correct me if I'm wrong. Lanny's not a baseball fan. He's a broadcasting fan. Lanny would rather call the Pony League World Series than watch the actual World Series.
That is correct.
Because he loves broadcasting.
He just is obsessed with broadcasting.
Yes.
Yeah. He'd rather sit in his backyard, and if nine kids ran over and said, will you call our wiffle ball game, he'd rather do that than watch Paul Skeens pitch.
Yes.
I can respect that, though. I mean, we have, like, well, I'm trying to think of the right analogy, though. I'm not, like, a pro golfer or something. But I would like to do the thing that I love more than, like, talk about any of it, I guess. I don't know how to frame it that way.
You'd rather play Moon than watch the Masters?
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
100%.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
100% any course.
Into right, base hit. Well, that negates that as Stevenson will come in to score. RBI single for Friedel in front of family and friends. It is 6-1 Cincinnati here in the ninth inning.
Trying to figure out if Nick Friedel is from this area or that was Joe Block talking about how when you're down big late in a game, you're playing in a cavernous, empty Major League ballpark. And I meant to look up if Friedel was from around here. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I guess he technically was playing in front of family and friends. Good for him. Like, I guess there's even guys...
He went to high school, though, in California.
Does he go by Nick? I thought it was just TJ Friedel.
Oh, who's Nick Friedel?
You said Nick Friedel. I'm like, there's a TJ Friedel here. Am I missing one?
Like it's a kid that interned here.
There was Nick Farrell. Nick Farrell. We called him Sergio Garcia.
Yes, that's who I'm thinking of.
Nick Farrell.
He works in West Virginia now.
He's an award-winning TV sports personality down there. Yeah.
Okay.
Close. I'm glad we got to the bottom
really
of that.
Not really close at all.
You were really messing with my brain, though.
No, I wasn't close.
Glad we figured that out.
Barely close. Not even.
He's, okay, TJ, I almost said it again. TJ Friedel, though. How Sewickley and how Western PA is he? Went to high school in Pleasanton, California. Went to Nevada.
Something tells me he wasn't hurting for bucks.
Born in Sewickley, tip
you off. Sewickley goes out to California.
Where's Pleasanton, California? Like, I have no idea where that is.
That's practically Calabasas.
Pleasanton?
Yeah.
I bet you have
real cake eaters live.
I bet you have no actual idea where it is. It's inland. It's near Fremont, Pony.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right next to Calabasas. Just down the road.
Brett Kiesel went viral. He was at last night's game. He was in a suite. And he just took out his phone and made a video of the entire ballpark and all the empty seats and tweeted out one word with it, shame. It's been viewed hundreds of thousands of times on Twitter. It's gotten all kinds of reaction from Pirates fans who want to engage with the Steelers Super Bowl champion and just be like, well, come on, what do you expect? Why would there be a full ballpark on a Monday night to watch a team that's lost double the number of games that it's won? Is that a vacuum cleaner
I can hear through the walls? Hear it through
the walls. That's the loudest vacuum cleaner I've ever heard in my life. Donnie, can you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's the Hoover 5000.
That thing, is it going out over the air?
It sounds like a small tornado going through
the
building.
I can hear it pretty clearly. I don't know if
we're in a well-soundproofed, acoustically secure room.
I'm trying to get a point out here, and it was very distracting.
I was waiting for how long you'd hold out. We also have like very good headphones on in a system that makes it hard to hear things on the outside for a reason. That thing is cutting through clear as day.
Yep.
What?
That's the loudest vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no, you know what it is? It's one of those shop vacs, like those ones that's industrial strength.
Why do they need to run it right now while radio shows are going on?
I kind of want to go out and investigate. Can you vamp for a second?
No, you got a whole break for that, Chris. Stay here.
It might be gone. Charlie Borges is the one cleaning it up, or is that T-Bird? What is happening out there?
Let's talk to Chris in Houston. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Pony and Mueller, how are you guys?
Hello.
Good, bro. Of the show.
Thank you.
So, listen, we're all frustrated with this situation with the Pirates. We've been dealing with it forever, and we're frustrated because we feel helpless, right? Because of nutting.
I mean, helpless. Yeah, that's how you feel, helpless. I think that's one word a lot of people would use. I think just frustrated or apathetic is another couple of words.
Okay. So here's my thought. There is a solution to this problem, and you guys would actually play a role in helping to fix it. But I honestly don't know if you would be able to do it.
Is this going to be one of those things where you want us to use this show every day to tell people not to go to games?
No, it's not the games.
Okay.
No, it's not the games because people aren't going to do that. They're still going to go to the games. We've already had callers in about how no matter what, I'm still going to support them. That's
right.
Not what's going to change it.
Okay, what is?
Do you remember when Dan Schneider with the Redskins was forced to change the name to the Commanders? Do you remember that?
Yes, that happened in the last few years.
Yeah. So I'm sure people were calling on talk radio and complaining about it, but he didn't care about that. What he cared about is when the sponsors got involved. That's what actually made him change the name. It is a similar situation to here with the Pirates. If you guys, it's a two-step plan. People need to stop supporting the companies that are supporting the Pirates. And then, as a secondary part to it, you guys would need to have someone that you know within the media circus or circuit get a message to Nutting to let them know, look, if you see a drop in revenue, this is the reason why. People are frustrated with the spending, and until you start spending more money, they're not going to be spending money on your sponsors.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
So that would be a Business World boycott.
Yes. Have you ever boycotted a product in your life?
Oh, that is a great question. Probably not. I've probably said I was going to and then just said that whatever is too delicious or... I mean, I think that happened. I think it's hard to do that, man. If it's like an everyday product.
I don't know. You're a pretty scrupulous guy. I don't believe what you're saying right now. I think you've absolutely had preferences with companies because of their stance on things before.
I mean, there are companies whose stances on things that they've publicly stated I don't agree with, and I still consume their product, whatever it might be. I mean.
So you're just.
We all wear Nikes, don't we?
Yeah. But I mean, what are the shoe manufacturers we could go with that don't use?
I mean, I'm wearing Allbirds right now. I don't know. They seem like a pretty reputable outfit.
How about those Hoka shoes that everyone seems to be wearing
Hoka?
Now? Hoka, yeah.
Hoka, hey.
What's the background with those?
Oh, those should be like classified as orthopedics. They got so much padding.
Oh, so it's like for people with
plantar
fasciitis and things like that?
No, it's just a style in running shoes now where like the new trend has actually been to be bulkier and like ultra, ultra, ultra padded and soft.
And that's not a subdivision of Nike or Adidas or anything like that?
They're their own company.
So they've broken into the very competitive tennis shoe
market. Like the ultra popular like running shoe market is Nike's, whatever. Their shoes are crap for that. Like your Brooks, your Sauconys, your Hokas.
Oh, my grandmother's been wearing Sauconys for about 60 years.
Now they got those On Running brand shoes that everyone wears. Like that's the official shoe of I just came off the golf course and I'm at the club.
Okay.
Like I think multiple people in this building wear On Running shoes.
Never heard of them until this very second. Have you, Don?
I'm willing to bet.
On Running.
I'm a Brooks guy.
No. They're called like On. Their like logo has like the little squarish kind of thing with two prongs coming out. Guarantee if I walk around this building, somebody's going to be wearing
On Running shoes.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Well, they're more of a life. I feel like they're more of a lifestyle shoe.
Ah, yes. It's a status symbol.
Yeah, absolutely is a status symbol. Certain Nikes were big status symbols. Jordans were the ultimate status symbol back in the day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.